For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford. Thank you for listening. Today, I'm very excited to be joined live in the NSPR studios by legendary songwriter Graham Nash. For the next half hour, we'll get to talk with Graham about his music and hear him perform a few songs accompanied by his musical partner, Shane Fontaine. We'll begin today's session with the song, Bus Stop.
Rock on.
All right.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love goes under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. And that's the way the whole thing started. Silly, but it's true. Thinking of a sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting. No more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Come on, Shane. Shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.
We're listening to Graham Nash performing live here at the NSPR studios in beautiful downtown Chico. Graham will perform again tonight at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. The show begins at 7:30 p.m., and tickets are available at chicoperformances.com. Graham and Shane, thanks so much for taking the time to come down and perform for our listeners today.
You're very welcome. You're an incredibly important connection between my head and my listener. You're an incredibly important part of that equation.
Well, we appreciate you being here. What can you tell us about the inspiration behind that last song, Bus Stop?
Let me see. In the mid-60s, we were the Hollies. We'd had a couple of hits. And we had a manager, Michael Cohen. And he came up to me one day and he said, you know,
You got to help me out here. This woman from next door, she says she has a son that writes music, and please do me a favor, go by, pat him on the head, wish him well, and get this woman off my back, frankly. And so we went down there, and there was this 15-year-old kid. His name was Graham Gouldman. And we said, okay, well, you know we're the Hollies. What have you got, kid? Come on, give us your best shot. So he says, well, I've got this song. It goes like, bus stop, where me and Alan Clark and Tony Hicks looked at each other and went, I know what we could do with that song. Can we have that one? He went, absolutely, you can have that one. So great. So we get up and start to walk out, and one of us turns around and says, hey, wait a second, what else have you got? And he said, well, I've got this song called Look Through Any Window. Look through any window, yeah. Which was another hit for the Hollies. And then we said, okay, finally, what else have you got? He said, I got a song I wrote this morning, but I can't give it to you because I gave it to my friend Peter Noon, who's this lead singer with Hermans and the Hermits. It's called No Milk Today.
Nice.
15-year-old Graham Gouldman, who later, of course, became famous in 10cc.
Well, tonight is the first stop of your tour, and I just wanted to ask, how does it feel to be back on the road again?
Very well. Shane and I have proved to ourselves that we are actually making contact. One of the things about playing these beautiful, small, intimate theaters is that I can see your eyes. I know whether I'm communicating, whether I'm doing my job, you know? So that's why I'm anxious to get out there again.
Is there anything you do to prepare or approach a first night of a tour like this, or do you kind of just treat it like any other show of the tour?
Well, the opening nights are always interesting because you don't know whether you've rehearsed or not or whether your fingers are still in good shape, you know? But usually after that first one, we're all right.
Well, I'm sure that our listeners are eager to hear you play another song. What can you tell us about this next tune?
On my latest record, This Path Tonight, which you played a little of right on the intro there, the second song was actually the very first attempt at the very first song we ever tried, and it became the master, which is relatively unheard of. I mean, you know, you're really sitting down to play and make sure everything's plugged in, right? And we played that song, Myself at Last, and it became the master. And I knew that Shane had not only put together a great band for me, but was producing a great record.
All right, well, to all our listeners out there, here we go. Graham Nash in studio at North State Public Radio.
One, two, three, four. Light is slowly fading, and the night comes on so fast. I'm drowning in my dreams, it's so hard to find my past. And when all is said and done, it's hard to count the cost of rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. And the day that breaks before me, never be surpassed. And the question haunting me, is my future just my past? So I'm screaming at the universe, just enough to make her laugh. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. with everything I've ever done. Well, I've tried to be my best, but everyone I've ever loved has been some kind of test. When everything is said and done, it's sometimes hard to find what's lost when you're rolling down this lonesome road. To lose myself at last. Without a mast. And then you came and rescued me, and you saved my soul at last from rolling down this lonesome road. To find myself at last, and I'm rolling down this lonesome road, but you helped me find myself at last. Yes, I found myself at last.
We're listening to Graham Nash performing live here at the NSPR Studios in downtown Chico. Graham will perform again this evening at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State Campus. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are available at chicoperformances.com. Graham, I have to say your new record, This Path Tonight, is fantastic. And just listening to the lyrics, it becomes very clear that this album marks a period of transition for you. What was guiding your songwriting when you set out to make this album, and how did it feel when it was complete?
I was, in my personal life, falling out of love with my wife of 38 years. And I fell in love with a beautiful blonde artist from New York City. She's a fantastic collage artist. And Shane and I wrote 20 songs in a month and recorded those 20 songs in 8 days. And so This Path Tonight, which is the title of the latest record, is my emotional journey, what's going on in my life right now. I mean, it can be seen as a very courageous move. My time of life, I'm 75 years old, and do you do such a thing at such a late stage of your life? But I wanted to be happy as much as whatever life I have left, I wanted to be happy, and that's why I made the decision to get divorced and I've asked Amy, my girlfriend, to marry me, and my life looks great to me like right now.
I think that last song, Myself at Last, really captures the emotions that you're describing and that period of transition. So
indeed.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I want to go back in time and talk about when you first began building a career as a musician. In the late 60s, folk music really became a powerful and unifying voice. Unifying force for a generation of young people protesting war and the direction of our country that it seemed to be heading. And I've been personally noticing that sense of urgency really coming full circle and returning to the voices of today's musicians. Can you comment on the continuing relevance and importance of folk music in modern times?
I think musicians will readily admit that we're all just a link in a gigantically long chain of music that stretched all the way from somebody in a cave somewhere, you know, 100,000 years ago banging on a log, right? All the way through to Lady Gaga, you know? We're just a link in a chain. And what I've been particularly proud of being, you know, I mean, I'm not going to put myself into a box about being a folk musician, but I think that we're really moving from town to town, letting everybody know whether the emperor has any clothes on. And that's what we do as musicians. I mean, the musicians that I'm involved with. We've done that all our life. We have lived, we have experienced life, and we have commented on life as human beings.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think we have time for one last song. What are you playing for us to close out today's session, and what can you tell us about it?
I was on the island of Maui, and I had about 2 hours to kill before I was supposed to go back to my home in California. And I was at the home of a friend of mine, Spider. You know, my friends don't really care who I am, you know, thank God. You know, and Spider is one of those people. And he said, you know, you're supposed to be some great songwriter. I bet you can't write a song just before you go. I said, and I asked him how much. He said, $500. So I was $500 richer because I wrote just a song before I go. 1, 2, 3. Just a song before I go, to whom it may concern. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the shows were over, we had to get back home. And when we opened up the door, I had to be alone. She helps me with my suitcase. She stands before my eyes, driving me to the airport, into the friendly skies. Going through security, I held her for so long, so long. She finally looked at me in love, and she was gone. It's easy to get burned. Well played, Shane.
Thank you, Graham, and thank you, Shane, for performing for us today. To our listeners, we're listening to Graham Nash performing live here at the NSPR Studios. Graham, I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough time, but it looks like I have time for one more question. I grew up in a household listening to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and thanks to my mom, Joni Mitchell. And I'm curious, what is your favorite song with Joni Mitchell's, and why?
There are many, many beautiful Joni Mitchell songs. But I like two of them. I like Willie, which she wrote for me, and I like Blue. In fact, that entire album could be seen as one wonderful orchestral piece. I think Blue is one of the greatest albums ever made.
I have to agree. Well, thanks again so much for coming down today. It's been an honor to have you guys in the studio here.
Thank you, Nolan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Graham Nash will perform this evening at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are available at chicoperformances.com. For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford. Thank you for listening.
I try to question all the answers, try to answer all that's asked. My best to be myself, but wonder who's behind this mask. I'll take care of all my problems, comfort in my soul's delight. I may not know just where I'm going, but I'm on this path tonight. Where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path. Better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's I do with all these feelings. Will my heart behave tonight? This time is not like any other. Will I flee or will I fight? No one knows just how I'm dealing with this heart that's not behind. It's got me rocking, got me reeling, and I feel like I'm on fire. This path tonight.